Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and, well, I'm really looking forward to today's episode because it deals with a topic that sounds quite technical, but it genuinely could change the way elections work, not just in Somaliland, but honestly anywhere that's thinking about democracy, technology, and saving money. So let's get right to it. Today I'm presenting a paper prepared by Abdi Halim Musa, and I just wanted to remind you right from the top, I'm sharing and discussing his work in a totally neutral way, without expressing my endorsement or disagreement. The whole aim is to promote deeper understanding, not, you know, make value judgments. It was actually prepared for Somaliland's National Electoral Commission and the Office of the President, so you know the research has pretty concrete, practical roots. Let's start at the heart of the matter. The core question Musa's tackling here is, can Somaliland save money and make its elections more fair and efficient by linking up its national ID system with the electoral system? And maybe that sounds abstract, but think about it. Somaliland has to run elections regularly, and every election costs a bundle, right? For reference, the combined elections in 2024 cost over 20 million. That's massive for a country with a GDP per capita of, what, about $630. So, yeah, if you're a taxpayer, a voter, or just someone passionate about democracy, this is a big deal. But it's not just about cost, it's about trust and access. Lots of citizens get left out or demotivated by complicated or lengthy registration processes. In 2024, turnout was only 55%, down from over 80% in 2017. Huge drop, right? So the problem is, elections are getting more expensive and fewer people are voting. Why is that happening? Well, part of it, Musa suggests, is due to complex, repeated registration processes. People have to go through biometric registration every election cycle, sometimes travelling huge distances or being excluded due to displacement. The process itself can become a barrier. Now, why does that matter for, well, you? Even beyond Somaliland, this is a great example of how bureaucratic systems and technical infrastructure either block or enable political participation. If your own country holds up long lines or repetitive paperwork as just the price of democracy, maybe that's not the only way. So let's get into what does the paper actually find. Musa, using data from 2017 to 2024 and field trials, like in Marudi Jeek's region, shows that you could save up to 67% of election costs with this ID-linked model. That's like $13.6 million per election cycle, with a projected tally of about $47.6 million in savings over 5 years. Pretty eye-popping, right? And on top of that, the turnout could jump by 15 to 20%. That's potentially thousands more people having a say in their own government. How exactly does it work? Basically, the idea is, instead of registering every voter from scratch every time, like with new biometrics, new administrative processes, producing new voter ID cards, you just pull the voter roll right from the National ID Registry. Verification at polling stations happens biometrically, iris scans, for example, and fall back to fingerprints or facial scans when needed. No more plastic voter cards, which cost millions to make and distribute. And, yeah. Musa lays out a phased roadmap. Change the laws first to allow for this, pilot it in one or two regions with strong clan engagement and local consultation, and then, once the kinks are worked out, roll it out nationally. Mobile registration kits would reach nomadic communities via solar power and mobile internet, making the whole system more inclusive. But it's not all rainbows. The research points to, you know, big risks. The need for clan and traditional leader buy-in, technical reliability out in the field, preventing data misuse. Nobody's pretending this is all solved. Plus, the system needs legal reforms and new data privacy safeguards. And here's a digression, sorry, but isn't it weird how often we only think about the cost of running an election, but forget about what that same money could buy? Like, you could build, what, 100 schools or multiple hospitals with what's being spent on election administration? It's just wild to picture. And it really puts things in perspective. Now, I do have to keep emphasizing, I'm not here to say this is the only solution or the best solution or that it would work everywhere. Musa himself says it, academic research is never absolute truth. It opens doors and invites us to reflect and experiment. But if you're listening from anywhere in the world, there are takeaways. Democracy isn't just about ideals. It's about systems, efficiency, and trust. How many people are blocked from participating by, like, paperwork, repeated enrolment, or misplaced ID cards? Would using what's already there, not making people jump through the same hoops, make for a healthier democracy? That's a question worth pondering. To wrap up, here's what this paper means for you, I think. Reforms that cut costs and boost access don't need to be out of reach, even for cash-strapped or under-recognised states. But, as Musa stresses, any reforms need careful legal, social and technical planning. Nothing happens by magic. So, I hope you enjoyed this dive. Again, I'm just laying out the ideas and evidence presented by Abdi Halim Musa, not necessarily endorsing them. Use it as food for thought, not gospel truth. Thanks for listening to In Depth with Academia, and let's keep questioning, keep learning, and maybe let's make paperwork just a little less painful for the next generation, wherever you are. See you next time.